no, I did it. Hi, I'm Jazz. I'm an alcoholic. Okay, cool. Hi, guys. I'm really grateful to be here. I'll start with the basics. My sobriety date is November 9th of 2012. I have a sponsor. I sort of work the steps. My sponsor is a sponsor, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so I'm going to say this because I hear other people say it, and it's pretty valid point. I say those things because at the end of, like, everything, if I have nothing else, those things are, you know, what keeps me in the rooms for the most part. Yeah, sorry, I'm saying a lot. I'm going to try to stop doing that. So I'll start at the beginning. I grew up, like, with my mom, my brother. I had a pretty good childhood. Nothing really bad happened. I was always really, really sad. And I don't know why. I had friends. I had, like, you know, whatever that, like, little children want. But I was always really, I felt like an outsider. I felt really alone and really, like, misunderstood. And I was very much a victim my whole life. I, like, stayed late with, like, the teachers so that they could, like, feel bad for me and, like, I wouldn't have to go to my next class and, like, whatever. They, like, made me start, like, talking to a social worker when I was, like, 6 years old, which I thought was normal. I don't know. Maybe it is normal. It's probably not. So that was a thing. So, yeah, from, like, a really early age, I was just very, like, there's something wrong with me. Like, everybody knows it. I don't know, and I just felt really alienated. I think it's also important to say, like, none of that made me an alcoholic. I think I was born an alcoholic. I definitely had all the symptoms before I started drinking, and drinking was just a solution and nothing more. Drinking didn't cause me to be an alcoholic. It just, like, helped solve some of the shit that I had going on. So yeah, so if you don't relate to that, you know, you might still need to be here, which is fine, it's cool, it's fun here. So, yeah, when I was like 12 years old, I started like smoking weed. I also thought that was normal. I remember like buying ecstasy off some like ninth grader. Oh no, it was acid. I bought acid off some ninth grader, and I was like, hey, to like my 12-year-old friends, I was like, hey, do you guys want to do this with me? Like, I just like got them for cheap, like it's cool, whatever. And no one wanted to do it with me, and I didn't understand why. And then like a lot of people stopped talking to me, and I was like, I genuinely until I was like maybe 2 years sober, I like didn't get that like normal 12-year-olds just like went to school and like did after school activities, which didn't include acid, and then like went home. Yeah, I don't know. Like a lot of the shit that I did, or a lot of the stuff that I felt, I felt like simultaneously like this is normal, but also like no one could ever understand it. And I feel like for me, like the normalizing it was just my disease trying to keep me from like getting better. A big way that my disease manifests is like trying to keep me alone and trying to keep me from like feeling like I need help. And when I don't get the help, like I'm miserable and I'm awful to the people around me and whatever. So, you know, whatever, I got through middle school, wasn't that hard. It was middle school. I didn't really ever do homework or like, I don't know, I guess I just did okay on tests and I passed and I was like good enough. So I got through, I went to high school. I was always, like I said, like super depressed. And then when I was like 14, I guess I was like a freshman year or whatever, I discovered alcohol. And the first thing I remember, like I had like, I'm like Jewish, so I got like Manischewitz and shit when I was like little, whatever. But the first time I really remember being drunk was on Four Loko. It had caffeine in it still, and it fit perfectly in a venti Starbucks iced beverage cup. So I thought I was like super, you know, stealthy. I would like pour this brightly colored drink into this brightly colored carbonated drink into this venti, whatever, Starbucks cup, and like drink it in a park. And that was what I did for like a lot of my drinking. I thought my life was incredible. I was like, I don't care about what these people think of me. Like, I feel like everyone loves me. I feel like everyone thinks I'm funny. I don't like care about what I'm wearing. I don't care about what I'm doing. I just like am not feeling. And that's like, I didn't realize until after I got sober, but that's really what I was going for. I just didn't want to feel. Because if I felt happy, it meant eventually I was going to not feel happy. And if I felt any other emotion, I just didn't want that. So yeah, a lot of my drinking and using was just like trying to erase feelings. It worked for a while. It was really fun. But, you know, every time that I wasn't drunk, which was like most of the day, I was really fucking miserable. I was just really sad, and I had like a lot of like self-harming stuff. I like cut myself a lot, and I was always like hanging out with the guidance counselor, and people were like worried about me. So I kept drinking, and I drank more, and I drank more, and I was like, I was like really convinced that my drinking was not the issue, and the issue was depression, and they were totally separate things, which I will say, I seek outside help. Like, I go to therapy and I take meds for my depression. But drinking most definitely did not help the problem at all. When they were like, oh, alcohol's depressant, I was just like, okay, but, like, it makes me happy, so no. But it's like, no, scientifically, like, it literally is a depressant, so it doesn't make you happy. Yeah, so I was in a specialized high school. I wasn't doing well since I never really did well anywhere. I just kind of got by. I decided I needed to transfer schools because it was a school that was, like, making me miserable and making me, like, whatever. So I transferred to, like, this, like, fucked up kids school. It's basically, like, a rehab school. Like, you would go to therapy and, like, go to class, like, an hour later and, like, you could, like, leave whenever you want and be like, I need a 10, and, like, go in the hallway and, like scream or something. And it was amazing because I was really smart. And so, like, the like, academics there was, like, it was a joke to me. And, like, so I was like, oh, this is fine. Like, I'm just going to stay here forever and whatever. It's going to be fine. But, you know, the therapy part kept happening. And so I kept having to face a lot of these issues that I was like in total denial about. So they were like, hey, have you ever thought about like not drinking and not smoking weed and like not doing pills that like people give to you in a park? And I was like, no, not really. I don't want to quit. And that's why I haven't quit. It's not because I can't. And they were like, but what if you did, you know, want to and like wanted to try? And I was like, nah, I don't really want to. I'm like, And they were like, well, you're going to get kicked out if you don't. So I was like, oh, well, I guess I could try. So I went like a month or two and I couldn't, like, I maybe went like a couple weeks and I like couldn't get sober. It just wasn't happening. And this was like me just like being like 16, like trying to do it by myself, still hanging out with all the same people and being like, no, dudes, like, I don't smoke, like, I don't drink, it's fine. And then being like, here, do you want some alcohol and some drugs? And, needless to say, it didn't work. So basically, this place sent me to rehab twice when I was 16. That's, like, really terrifying. Oh, it's like a balloon. I'm, like, afraid it's going to pop and freak me out. It's okay. It's fine. It's what God wants for us. So, yeah, so they sent me to rehab. I went to rehab twice and the psych ward all in the span of, like, this 1 year of being 16 years old. And even still, like, the people I hung around with, they had all been to rehab. They had all been to psych wards. Like, if you didn't, you were, like, weird. So we would just be like, oh, dude, like, you just got back from, like, Four Winds? Word, like, I'm about to go there. Or, like, oh, cool, you got, like, whatever, like, this rehab, like, awesome. I went there. It was really fun. Like, one of the drug counselors was hot, and, like, that's what it was. And so we were just, whatever. So it, like, wasn't a big deal. My mom also, had the, like, so I got sober young, so my mom's, like, a big part of me getting sober and stuff, whatever. So my mom, like, didn't, she was pretty much like, I mean, you're doing drugs in the house, like, it's fine, which I really wasn't most of the time. And, you know, she was like, you're being a teenager, like, whatever, it's not a big deal. And she's like, whatever, I'm not going to take her inventory, but she enabled me. Yeah, so basically my therapist was like, listen, your daughter has a problem, like, you need to get more involved and you need to, like, whatever. So I started getting rules for the first time in my life, and I was like, I can't fucking do this, like, this is super annoying, being grounded and shit. I, like, snuck out my window to, like, go drink in the middle of Hurricane Irene, I think. I took, like, 3 buses to get downtown, and I didn't even get to drink because my mom called the cops and they, like, picked me up downtown. Like, that was the extent of my unmanageability and denial. And this was all totally normal to me. So eventually, like, I remember, like, in the times, in the short, like, periods of time where I was sort of, I had, like, any little bit of clarity, I remember being like, I don't want to, like, hurt my mom, and I don't want to feel miserable, and I don't understand why I keep doing it. And I don't understand why I didn't understand it was, like, the drinking which was getting in the way of me finding help. I was just like, I don't get why I can't stop being a shitty person and, like, doing shitty things and, like, whatever. And I don't know. So eventually I, like, this like, rehab school, whatever, that I was going to had meetings brought there. And I sat in on a couple meetings too, like, when I was in rehab, like, they had meetings once a week or whatever. Yeah, so they introduced me to AA, and a friend of mine introduced me to, like, Young People's AA. And I feel really, really lucky that I found it almost immediately. Like, my first meeting was, like, this meeting called Ninjas in Recovery, which isn't technically a young people's meeting, but, like, whatever, there's young people there. And then, like, I went to this meeting, never had a legal drink, and I, like, met a bunch of young people, and I was like, these people are happy, and supposedly not under the influence. How do I get that? And so I just kept coming back. I enjoyed people, like, applauding me for, like, not drinking for, like, 3 days. Like, that was a feat. Which it is. It really, really, truly is. I didn't think it was, but it really is. And, you know, I like people, like, applauding me and, like, remembering my day count. There would be a couple women who would be like, oh, like, congratulations on, like, whatever day is. And I was like, you remembered. And, like, people like me and people care about me and I'm not having sex with them or, like, giving them my drugs. So, like, this is cool. I didn't know this was a thing that could happen. So I kept coming back. I got sober when I was 17. I was in my senior year of high school. It was garbage, but I just kept coming back. I kept coming to meetings and meeting more and more people. I personally, everybody that I, like I said, everyone I drank with, everyone I used with, used the way that I did. So I had to find a completely new, different set of people to hang out with. So almost everyone I like hang out with on a frequent basis is sober. I have a couple close friends who like are normies or like whatever in between, but most of my friends are in AA or sober to some degree, whatever. And like that for me works. When I was new, I was 17 and I would like go out and like smoke hookah until like 4 a.m, like every day. Like, every fucking day. And then, like, roll into, like, high school the next day at, like, lunchtime and be like, oh, yeah, I had a doctor's appointment, like, every day for a year. And, like, it's, like, kind of fucked up because, like, whatever, like, school was being, but it got me sober. And I'm here and I graduated, so I did something right, I guess. Yeah, my friends fucking saved my life in this program. the steps saved my life in this program. I remember, like, my first sober heartbreak, and I was so sad. And it was awful, and I was like, how do I stop being in pain? And so, like, I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs. So now I'm feeling all these feelings, which is disgusting on its own. And then, like, I don't know. Like, and then, like, I still have to, like, do life. I still have to show up for things and, like, do life. And I was like, how do I stop being in pain all the time? So I did the steps. I started working my steps. And I happened to be on my fourth step when this guy broke my heart. So I just worked the shit out of it. Like, I did it every day. It was, like, summertime. I was, like, 18 or 17. No, 18. I don't know. And I just, like, sit in a park and, like, do it. And it was incredible. It was so amazing. And, yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. Yeah, really saved my life. So, yeah, my drinking career wasn't, like, that long, I guess. And my drugging career, I mean, it was, like, 12 to, like, 17. It was, like, 5 years. Could have been longer, could have been shorter, whatever. Like, sometimes I can feel like I got sober really young. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm an alcoholic. Or, like, I mean, I don't really believe that. But, like, if I don't go to meetings for long enough, something in me will start convincing me that that's true. But, like, I definitely belong here. I have been, like, dry in sobriety, like, not really going to meetings and, like, sniffing people's Bacardi and watching them smoke weed. It was fucking miserable. And normal people don't feel like that when they're around drinking people. They're like, whatever, you're drinking and I don't want to drink. But I was like, I want that, want it. Yeah, so I definitely belong here. I'm really grateful to be here. I feel like that was really short and fast. The last thing I'll say is, like, yeah, sobriety is, you know, like, it's really fun. It's really incredible. YPOM in particular, like, young people's AA has changed my life. Most of the time when I'm coming here and I show up, I don't feel like drinking, which is a gift compared to, like, how I felt 4.5 years ago. And not to be, like, a bummer, but this disease is really, really fucking real. Definitely, like, buried people from these rooms, from this room in particular. And, like, I say this a lot, but, like, the cure for our disease is, like, not being an asshole and, like, going to a group to, like, hang out with friends and, like, listen to somebody talk for, like, 20 minutes of your life. And, like, people die over this shit to not do that. Like, everybody in this room is so fucking lucky. And I'm so fucking lucky. And it's just really amazing that we're all here. And you shouldn't take it for granted. You definitely belong here if you're here, probably. I don't know, maybe not. It's not my place to say, but maybe. And I'm really grateful you're here. And life is really good today. I have a job. I didn't have a job pre-sobriety. I was also 17, but whatever. Some 17-year-olds work. I didn't have a job. I wasn't in school. I was miserable. I'm in school, and I have a job, and, like, my life's okay today. I'm not really financially secure, but, like, I'm secure enough. And, like, things are pretty good most of the time. I take my medication on time. I go to therapy. Usually, I don't miss it. And these are all, like, really small things. Oh, I brush my teeth and I shower. These are really small things that I just didn't have before. I don't know. That's kind of short on my time, but, like, there's a lot of people. There can be a lot of shares. So, yeah, I'm really, really grateful to be here. I hope somebody got something out of that, whatever. Thank you so much.